This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wednesday, the House of Representatives voted to impeach President Trump on account of incitement of insurrection. The tally, 232 to 197, was mostly down party lines, with all 222 Democrats and 10 Republicans in the House voting to impeach. Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder has been charged with willful neglect of duty that left the city of Flint, Michigan with lead-contaminated water for a regional outbreak of Legionnaires' disease in 2014. Snyder and others were scheduled to appear in court on Thursday. No governor in Michigan's 184-year history had been charged with crimes related to their time in office. Former 2020 U.S. presidential candidate Andrew Yang on Wednesday said he will run for mayor of New York City as a Democrat in this year's elections. Yang attempted to become the Democrat Party's nominee for presidency last year with a pledge to create a universal basic income that would pay every American $1,000 a month. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
A report card on how states are doing with the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. USA Radio News' Tim Berg takes a look.
North Dakota has done the best job of administering the COVID-19 vaccine to residents. The state has used 73% of the vaccine doses it received from the federal government. Next on the list were South Dakota, West Virginia, and Connecticut. At the bottom of the list is Arkansas, which has administered just 16% of the doses it received. Other states near the bottom include Georgia, Alabama, Arizona, and South Carolina. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Another social media company has silenced President Trump. Snapchat permanently banned President Trump from its platform on Wednesday. A company spokesperson says, in the interest of public safety and based on his attempts to spread misinformation, hate speech, and incite violence, which are clear violations of our guidelines, we have made the decision to permanently terminate his account. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Articles of impeachment will now be brought against President-elect Joe Biden. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene announced Wednesday night that she would file articles of impeachment against President-elect Joe Biden on his first day in office. The freshman Republican tells Newsmax TV her motivations for filing those charges.
Yes, I would like to announce on behalf of the American people, we have to make sure that our leaders are held accountable. We cannot have a president of the United States that is willing to abuse the power of the office of the presidency and be easily bought off by foreign governments, foreign Chinese energy companies, Ukrainian energy companies. So on January 21st, I will be filing articles of impeachment on Joe Biden.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Looks like Luigi and Mario are taking a backseat for a while. Universal Studios in Japan announced that Super Nintendo World will not be opening next month as planned. The Nintendo-themed zone of the Osaka Park was supposed to open on February 4th after its launch was delayed from last year. But with Osaka being placed under a state of emergency declaration yesterday until February 7th, that's no longer going to happen. A spokesman says it will announce a new opening date once the state of emergency has been lifted. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, our regular scheduled guest, Bob Barr, who is the former Clinton impeachment manager, former CIA analyst, member of Congress, and U.S. attorney, came under the weather. And so we're going to take it from here. We're hoping to have Bob's insightful input and experience, not only because of impeachment, but now we've got impeachment number two. And so what does this mean at a time when we're trying to get through a peaceful transition? I guess that concept of a peaceful transition of power is out the window, according to Democrats, because they want to do everything they can to annihilate Donald Trump and anybody who thinks like him or supports him. And everything is being thrown out, you know, baby bathwater, just all at one fell swoop. And meanwhile, you know, the country has some serious issues to deal with. Oh, yeah, we're dealing with that COVID thing. And, you know, it's like deja vu one more time. What was it last year? Almost exactly the same time the president was being impeached when, you know, we needed our legislative bodies to be focusing on what was happening. You know, this pandemic attack that the country was subjected to. But no, the country decided to step away from that. I say the country, the leadership, the legislature led by Nancy Pelosi decided that it was more important to impeach a president, you know, based on, you know, some very shaky grounds here. I mean, kind of amazing after all was said and done. I mean, after everything that they had done to President Trump and his administration, you know, insisting that the Russians had something to do with his election. They couldn't admit the reality of the situation that occurred in the 2015 election. And so they had to make up a story, and a story that was, you know, was incredulous. You couldn't even, you know, bring two disparate points together to say, oh, OK, I see how this works. I mean, this was so far flung. And forget the fact that it cost the American people upwards of $70 million of our money. It's amazing how they just so irresponsibly, all for the sake of preserving freedom in the Constitution. It's so important that we do this. And they had the information. They knew they didn't have it. I mean, you know, Swalwell and, you know, Schiff and Shifty Shift and, you know, all the rest of them, Nadler. I mean, what a joke. How much time and emotion and how they whipped us all up into thinking that the president had done such evil, and that was the only way that he could have possibly have gotten elected. And, oh, yes, a phone call that they happened to, tape with the Ukrainian president. That was a problem. But after everything was said and done, after the Mueller investigation and the impeachment, zippo, nada. And they've done everything they can to impede this administration in any of the ideas that were counter the status quo. Now, keep in mind, the reason that Donald Trump was elected was the American people, the forgotten men and women. And I would say most of America, who is growing increasingly frustrated with the status quo and saying, wait a minute, we keep electing the same type of people in there and we expect different results. I think they call that insanity. Well, enough of this insanity. Let's try and deal with a real CEO. Personally, that's what I believed in. I had thought that going back to Ross Perot, that he could possibly, as a businessman, could bring some fresh new business type ideas that are outside of the norm of the Beltway. Because the whole Beltway mentality is about survival. It's not about serving the American people. I mean, that's a joke. It's about serving themselves. It's not a government of, for, by, we the people. It's a government of, for, by the elites, the ruling elite class. That's what it's come down to, and this is why people are so irritated. And the country was really blessed in so many ways. Now, we may not see it right now in light of all the negative news that's been put out there about Donald Trump, but I want you to pause just a moment and take a breath. And maybe we can talk about it, certainly on this show, for as long as we can until they cancel us, because they don't want to hear a contravening view. They want everybody to, go to the Kool-Aid stand, all drink the same Kool-Aid, and we'll be all marching the same step, and we'll go into life ever after in a mediocre kind of, release of our own freedoms and rely on the government type of utopia. That's the future that they want for America. And I'll tell you, for people like me, that galls us. We love our independence. We love the opportunity to be able and strike out on our own, to let our own efforts speak for themselves. But now the left, boy, they're just overpowering the whole system. I mean, you talk about weaponization of a ideology. This is why we've been insisting that we've got to get back to first principles. The whole political process in itself is corrupt. I mean, it is so messed up. And the effects it's having on the people. What happens usually is politics is downstream of the culture. It's almost like the tides have reversed a little bit. And all the negativity and I almost want to call it evil because it really is. And I know you might think, well, wow, Bill, that's, you're kind of jumping the shark here and calling it evil. Well, either things are good or evil. They're good when they serve its rightful purpose. And they're evil when they obliterate their rightful purpose and position and reason to be. And this is what's going on in politics today. It's not about its original design to serve the people and to do the things the people need that they themselves on a individual basis cannot do. Like, outfitting an army, okay, and protecting the national security of said country. Some obvious things. But the other things that the government has been getting into in order to preserve, and I say the government, it's really the people. It's this ruling class. Because it's all about the preservation of their futures. I mean, here we are. We're all scrambling right now because of this age of COVID. I mean, it's tough to get a job. If you have a job, all the things are changing so much in the labor force right now. And opportunities to have jobs are now increasingly being cut back and limited. But look, God bless entrepreneurs. And we need entrepreneurs right now. In an incredible manner. And we're going into a new administration that has a habit of becoming regulation nation, which stifles entrepreneurship. So we're going to be facing some heavy headwinds here. And so the unemployment numbers are going to no doubt be greatly impacted by regulations that the Democrats can't help themselves to do. That's their wiring. That's what they naturally do. And they cannot seem to understand that when they start, going overboard and become regulation nation, it stifles the creativity. It stifles those that we need on the front lines, the job creators of this country, because right now the job situation, the latest job report, almost 1 million. It's pretty scary as to what's going on. That's a tough forecast going into a new administration. And instead of focusing on things to advance the cause for America and to really find out, you know, the truth, and we're going to get into that just a little bit deeper on the other side of this break coming up, about exactly what happened on January 6th. And what is it that some of these legislators know that we don't know, even Republicans, that are just hell-bent in saying that it was all Donald Trump's fault? I'm sorry, I don't see it based on what he said. I can't get there. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
joined together to celebrate a great achievement, the extraordinarily successful building of the wall on the southern border. Before we begin, I'd like to say that free speech is under assault like never before. The 25th Amendment is of zero risk to me, but will come back to haunt Joe Biden and the Biden administration. As the expression goes, be careful what you wish for. The impeachment hoax is a continuation of the greatest and most vicious witch hunt in the history of our country, and is causing tremendous anger and division and pain, far greater than most people will ever understand, which is very dangerous for the USA, especially at this very tender time.
You know, at a time when many do not want to give President Trump space and voice, we need his voice. And I appreciate what he's saying there. I mean, listen to what he said about how the 25th Amendment, and we said this the last time when it came up, that this could echo into the next administration. Now, time will tell, but I'm saying when this comes up again, you will see how this opened the door. I mean, this whole impeachment thing. I mean, and now we're two impeachments. I mean, to set a record, you know, Nancy Pelosi just elated. She can have more ice cream, I guess, and celebrate over ice cream because they've impeached the president now twice, and they're all excited because they got 10 Republicans to go along with it. It's just, I don't know, it's ludicrous. And again, we're distracted. And as I mentioned to you when I said, you know, we've got to think of it in terms of good and evil. You know, the good things build up and they lead to a secure future for all of us. Evil distracts and creates chaos. And look at what we have right now in D.C., the dynamic that's going on, you know, within the political forces. It's insane. And, you know, the sad thing about it is we're paying for this. I mean, it's not like we can pick up the phone and say, hey, you guys, what are you doing? You know, we got COVID problems. We got people who are hungry and, you know, that really, really need your help, you know, to get on top of this COVID, to make sure the vaccinations are all out there, everything that, and the plan is being worked. Now you get distracted once again, like you didn't learn the first time. Are you kidding me? And, we go back to what happened on January the 6th. You know, I agree with Ted Cruz. I agreed with Ted Cruz right out the bat is that there needed to be an investigation. We needed to understand, first of all, what went on with the vote. Okay. I mean, you can say right now, you can stamp it down and say, oh, no, you know, everything, no voter fraud, whatever. I mean, there's too much evidence that you have to deny to say that voter fraud didn't take place. You know, we've had experts on this show, you know, from Dr. Lomero and Dr. Paul Kengor and others who have cited statistics, mathematical equations, just, you know, simple addition that doesn't add up, that whether you want not, you want to call it voter fraud or just that there was some discrepancies. But what about it? You know, let's clarify that. I mean, we spent all this time trying to figure out if, in fact, the Russians impacted the 2016 election to such a degree that it prohibited the election of Hillary Clinton and allowed for Donald Trump to get elected. Look at how much time and money we spent. Special counsel. I mean, you know, it's just endless. That's what's going on this witch hunt. And this has been the distraction of the Democratic Party. And how they can say they've served their constituency is beyond me because they've wasted so much time. And even like right now, here we are, going into this peaceful transformation. I mean, if I was Joe Biden, I'd be yelling and screaming, look at guys, we need to stay focused. The 100 days, the first 100 days, we've got to hit the ground running. And you guys are all distracted on, you know, an impeachment deal that's not going to go anywhere. If I was Mitch McConnell, I'd sit there and just play it out. I'd say, okay, let them waste their time. You know, go ahead. Let's just waste, you know, Joe Biden's time, because when they're all caught up, you know, revved up doing this, at least they're not coming up with some crazy regulations and taxes and anything else that they want to do, which we know is going to be aggressive from, as Joe Biden said, that his intent is to squash the NRA. Squash the NRA. I mean, forget about our Second Amendment right. I mean, cast that aside. He's just going to, you know, boom, single-handedly, Joe Biden's going to come in, and you knew that was going to be the case. And you know what's going to happen with the border. I mean, you know, the border wall, if they can find a way to dismantle whatever Donald Trump put up there, they're going to do that. Otherwise, they're just going to, you know, give everybody a passcode and, you know, just, hey, open up the gates
And we're going to have more of the same as we experienced with, under the Barack Obama, Joe Biden administration. And how did that work for us? I will say this about the mainstream media. It looks like the New York Times is doing something that we've needed them to do. At least they're doing something in an objective sort of way. They actually compiled the video footage with timestamps to document nearly every moment of the January 6th siege of the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. Now, this is a start to an investigation that is needed to find out what the heck happened. I mean, you've got even Republicans coming up with these statements. Well, 99% of the people that were there, I mean, they admit that there was some percentage of people who were outside of MAGA countries, so to speak. And I say that in the general context, you know what I mean, okay? So it's like either MAGA country or you got Antifa, QAnon, Black Lives Matter, other elements involved that took advantage of the wave that was being created. It was surfs up for them. That's really, that's why all the tweeting and everything was going on. But at least New York Times, you see, and you may not understand this, because if you just hear what the establishment media is feeding to you, and you see this, you say, oh, okay, it was all MAGA country, and Donald Trump revved them up in such a fervor that they went ahead and stormed the Bastille. And people died all because of Donald Trump. And that is the narrative. That's what the left wants us to believe. Well, we know that's not all true, just on its face. I mean, reasonable people will look at that and say, well, and even if you listen to what the president said, Rick Manning and I talked about this yesterday. If you listen and you go down exactly what he said, get the transcript. I don't see insurrection. I don't see an incitement of a crowd. Did he rally them like he did at his campaign rallies? Yes. Did he tell them to march to the Capitol? Yes, because why do you march to the Capitol? The same reason that Black Lives Matter marched to the Capitol. Because that is a statement. That's the area of statement that you make to let the people, the people, the ruling class of our government know that you're displeased with what they're doing. Now, when they started to breach the Capitol and get in the building and do damage and everything, hey, we're all against that. Nobody is promoting that. President Trump didn't promote that. But to hear Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer and the rest of them all lined up, oh no, it was all the president's fault. Well, you have to suspend reality and forget about what led up to all this. I mean, we have had a culture of street violence going on for almost the entirety of the year. And Democrats turned a blind eye on this, including our vice president-elect, who even paid for people to, she paid their bail and made it possible for them to get a get-out-of-jail card. Isn't that convenient? And I mean, this wasn't just once or twice. I mean, this was massive. And this was systemic. This was almost a plan to do everything they could, again, to let evil reign and chaos to have its way. And that's what has been going on in this past year. Give me a break. And now they claim some sort of innocence that it was all Donald Trump's the scapegoat in all this. Isn't that convenient? Instead of them stepping up and saying, look it, we allowed this. I mean, hey, wasn't that long ago? Lafayette Park was in all kinds of chaos going on. They almost burnt down a church. If they'd have had their way, they'd have busted into the Capitol then. But they didn't have the numbers. They took advantage of the MAGA numbers, rode off of their coattails, and created all this destruction. Now, were there some MAGA people involved in some of the? I'm sure there was. We see video of that, even on the timestamp that the New York Times is giving us. And I say kudos for the New York Times. I mean, there's some times when they don't get things wrong, but right. But at least here's an earnest attempt to do some research and find out exactly what happened instead of coming up. I hate it when I really do, and I really do hate this in terms of conversation when people come up with these exaggerated numbers. Feels good. It feels like 99%. 99, do you know that's an empirical number, or is that just a guess? When people give you that kind of stuff, that's a finger in the air kind of number, okay? It feels like 99%, so that's what we're going to say. And what it creates is a false narrative, and it gives us the wrong impression. At a time when, the truth is escaping us, and we are just blatantly avoiding it, ladies and gentlemen, we have got to be committed to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wednesday, the House of Representatives voted to impeach President Trump on account of incitement of insurrection. The tally, 232 to 197, was mostly down party lines, with all 222 Democrats and 10 Republicans in the House voting to impeach. Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder has been charged with willful neglect of duty that left the city of Flint, Michigan with lead-contaminated water for a regional outbreak of Legionnaires' disease in 2014. Snyder and others were scheduled to appear in court on Thursday. No governor in Michigan's 184-year history had been charged with crimes related to their time in office. Former 2020 U.S. presidential candidate Andrew Yang on Wednesday said he will run for mayor of New York City as a Democrat in this year's elections. Yang attempted to become the Democrat Party's nominee for presidency last year with a pledge to create a universal basic income that would pay every American $1,000 a month. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Well, this report comes from our good friend Gary Bauer from American Values. This is late last night. The House of Representatives passed a resolution pushed by Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling on the Vice President to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. The Vice President responded by telling Pelosi that he will not yield to political games at a time so serious in the life of our nation. Pence urged members of Congress to avoid actions that would further divide and inflame the passions of the moment. Unfortunately, this sage advice is going unheeded by the left, and sadly, a handful of so-called rhinos. Here we are, 7 days left in Trump's term. Speaker Pelosi is pushing articles of impeachment against the president. Now, polling finds that 60% of voters believe this impeachment push is a waste of time and money. It's common sense, right? 77% said Congress should be working on additional response to the coronavirus pandemic, like we said earlier. Moreover, by a 12-point margin, 48% to 36%, voters were less likely to support members of Congress who backed impeachment. And among Republican voters, 76% said they were less likely to support a member of Congress who supported Trump's impeachment. Something to consider here right now. Justin Danhof joins us now. Justin is general counsel for the National Center for Public Policy Research. And we want to talk about this attack on
conservatives and Trump staffers, how this is continuing. Even Twitter's Jack Dorsey acting recklessly with shareholder money. Justin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, it's always nice to talk with you, Bill.
Boy, this is nuts, isn't it? I mean, right now, I mean, we talked about the Republican Party being unhinged, and the Democrats are calling for unity and trying to get us together. I think they're just trying to divide us all the more and, make it even more difficult for their standard bearer, the 46th President of the United States, to come in and unify the United States of America.
Yeah, what we saw yesterday on Capitol Hill was as shameful as anything we've seen on Capitol Hill. It's a sham impeachment, and Nancy Pelosi and her cadre of, just vile individuals did this for one reason and one reason only, to incite passions even further.
Mm-hmm.
Their whole goal, in my humble opinion, is to anger the Trump base further, trying to incite further violence.
Mm-hmm.
There can be no doubt that they have been relishing in the aftermath of what happened on the 6th that was just reckless, dangerous, awful. Every right person thinking condemns what happened on the Capitol on the 6th. But Democrats are relishing in what happened. And they're using their power now to basically disappear conservatives.
Yeah.
They have been waiting for their moment. Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg, they've been shadow banning conservatives all along. And,
of course, saying they haven't been doing it, which is disgusting, but it's obvious they have.
But now they don't need to hide it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And now they don't need to claim they're not doing it. So they have their moment in the sun. To, as George Orwell called them in 1984, unpersoned.
Yes.
They're unpersoning people
Yes.
all across the internet, and they're doing it in the daylight. They don't have to hide anymore.
Right.
And that's the reality, that's the state of play in the United States of America in 2021.
Well, and the thing is, this has been as you said, it's been systematic, a systematic reveal that we can be grateful for, Donald Trump for doing, because Donald Trump, like it or not, was an exposing agent to all this corruption and all this evil that we're talking about here. Because what I was saying, and I know for some people, they get shocked when they think about good and evil, but this is where we are right now, and you've got to be able to discern this and understand the difference between good and evil. Good is that which is going to, develop and grow and prosper. That which is evil creates chaos. And what are we surrounded with but chaos? And then at every turn, things, institutions that you trusted in, you find out have been corrupted. Well, once that happens, that is no longer good, and you got to call it for what it is. It is evil. And this is, the thing that we can cite on. And I know that those on the left will be shocked because, words are powerful. And when they are declared for doing the very thing that they say they're not doing, but it's clear by the fruit of their actions that they are participating in evil, in lying and cheating and stealing and killing. Well, you gotta call it for what it is, Justin.
Yeah, if you'll permit me, I want to read just a little quote about what's been happening, especially with big tech as it relates to silencing entire organizations like Parler, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn Grenwald, a liberal, by the way, wrote, "No authoritarians believe they are authoritarians. No matter how repressive are the measures they support, censorship, monopoly power, no fly list for citizens without due processes, they tell themselves that they are silencing and attacking evil. They are attacking terrorists. So anything done against them is noble, benevolent, and not despotic or repressive." That's the end of the quote. I want to take one issue with that. I think that most liberals that are sitting back, that are not in power, that are just cheering what's happening, I think they believe that.
Yes.
Okay? But I think the oligarchs, the overlords, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Kamala Harris, the Joe Biden, the Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey's, they know they're authoritarian.
Mm-hmm.
They know they're authoritarian, and they know the power they have. Jeff Bezos at Amazon knows the power he has, because with a single press of a return button, he deleted Parler from the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So they know the power they have. And what's, how did we get here? We live in an era of postmodernism, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the liberal academics for decades have set up a construct on college campuses and even leaking down into like lower level schools, high school, and even before,
mm-hmm.
that truth is universally understood to be what a left-wing person says it is. That there's truth used to be a discussion around an issue, a debate to reach an objective reality. Mm-hmm. Well, there is no more objective truth. It is the subjective opinion of the postmodern liberal, and if you're out of sync with that, it's not that you're having a debate, it's not that you're discussing, it's that you're wrong.
Yes, exactly.
And so since you're wrong, no one should have to hear you, says the modern-day liberal. And so they're very right to shut you out because they've been brought up and educated by, the, you know, Zuckerberg, you know, Harvard, Bezos, Princeton. These are, you know, the illiberal campuses preeminently in the United States of America that do not allow for viewpoint diversity, diversity of thought. Diversity of thought is seen as arcane and backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And the liberal truth must prevail, and that's their subjective view, that there is no debate anymore around issues. So that's how we've gotten here,
right.
Is that so many people were educated to believe that only the liberal truth can prevail because anything else is a lie, right? So we must just shut down lies. And that's where we are in the United States of America, and those are the tech oligarchs that yield so much power over the lives of everyday Americans.
And the result of this, Justin, ironically enough, is, you know, they have hijacked the intelligent people, or the alleged intelligent people, of our country, you know, these young people. They've hijacked their brains and got them to buy into this, you know, liberal truth narrative. And at the end of the day, they are sadly going to find themselves all the dumber for it. You know, and I agree with what Jordan Peterson, I've quoted it many times in his show. You know, he says that you can become so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid. And this is what's happening, sadly, is that we've got a lot of smart people who started out that way, but because of this ideology, are really reducing their quotient, their IQ quotient, purposely. And this is a self-inflicted wound that hopefully sooner than not later they realize it. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.375 with a 2.39% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.39% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.375 with a 2.39% APR. Call the experts at Edward Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Financial Industry Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Three most powerful words in our Constitution, ladies and gentlemen. And lest we forget, we the people, we're responsible for ourselves, responsible for others. And, in the free enterprise scheme of things, it is the fiduciary responsibility of CEOs and, owners of companies who take public funds. It is their responsibility to ensure a return on investment. And when said return is compromised, in most cases, Justin Danhof, CEOs don't stay on the job very long. They end up getting fired. But in certain cases here, where everything has become so polarized, quite interesting, whether it's Jack Dorsey or Mark Zuckerberg or others, they're still able to remain in their position after compromising the return on investment, to shareholders.
Yeah, Bill, and that's why I'm in the fight that I'm in, and I've been in it for more than a decade to try and course correct the cultural lane, because we've seen just a dramatic shift in essentially the collegeization, I call it, of corporate America just lunging and in some cases sprinting to the cultural left on so many issues. And I think it's reached a fever pitch over the last 2 weeks that it's now undeniable. Listen, let's point some blame at ourselves for a moment. The libertarian bend of conservatism has said forever, if you don't like the censorship on the big tech social media platforms, go build another one. Mm-hmm. Okay, Parler took them up on that. Well, now they're gone because the big tech platforms didn't like them. So how did that work out? Thanks for the advice, libertarians. This is not a free market. These companies, because of Section 230, can act with impunity to erase conservative people, organizations, and thought from their platforms. But they do not have impunity from their investors. Twitter dropped something like 8% after it removed President Trump's ability to communicate with all of his tens and tens and millions of followers.
Is that what it settled was 8? I thought it was high as 12%, maybe during the downturn or something.
It's vacillated, but and even this morning, I was watching CNBC, owned by Comcast, far left news business organization. Even they were admitting that maybe they went too far, because it's not just conservative investors that are pulling their money. It's investors that like to make money that realize, hey, maybe even if they don't like President Trump, if they don't like his tweets, they realize it was really, really, really good for the platform.
Right.
It drew a lot of people to Twitter. And so it's not just conservative investors who are angry at what Jack Dorsey has done. It's investors of all political stripes. And guess what? Rise up and sue.
Yes.
Because publicly traded boards and managers, they still, under state law, Democrats are surely trying to change this, and they surely will in the next Congress, but they haven't yet. They have a fiduciary responsibility solely to the shareholders.
Exactly.
All this talk out there of we're responsible to our stakeholders and we care about all of our stakeholders, that's whatever. That's a discussion for another day. But you don't have a legal responsibility to stakeholders. You have a legal fiduciary responsibility to act as a steward. And I use the word steward in very much the biblical sense of the word steward. And they are supposed to be a steward for the shareholders, because individual investors give you their money and expect you to look out for their interests, because investors can't make every day-to-day decision for Twitter and Facebook or Boeing, for that matter, right?
Yes.
And so since you get the benefit of other people's hard-earned money, you're supposed to look out for it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to politicize it. And that's what should enrage every shareholder from Twitter, including the most far-out progressive liberal shareholder of Twitter to the most MAGA shareholder of Twitter, and everywhere in between.
Exactly. Well, because it comes down to a bottom line, Justin, and some have already made that move anyway. I mean, you know, some are still holding things at bay, and they're staying the course. But they're, you know, the one thing about investors is they're in it for the money. It's the bottom line. I remember having a conversation with the CEO, and this one happened to be a CEO of a religious media company. And, he said, well, you know, everything about this organization is we're about the ministry and about the mission. And I said, with all due respect, as soon as you became a publicly held company, preempted. Your mission got preempted by return on investment for your investors. And he had to pause for a minute. It was almost like, you know, he was so used to saying the other thing that everybody would just kumbaya. But and being a man of faith myself, I understood where he was coming from. But the reality is that when you start taking people's money, you owe them that return. You have a responsibility to make sure you're doing everything you can to maximize the return on people's hardworking investment, as you said.
Yeah, that's right. The other alternative is just, you know, they can close up their you know, public shop. They can buy themselves out and go back private if they want. That's their right.
Right.
Right. The benefit of the bargain of other people's money is that you're responsible for, the stewardship of that money. You can, if a company wants to go private and act as reckless as they want, well, that's their money. That's up to them.
Yes.
It's why I always give the example that Chick-fil-A, for example, right, even though they've had some missteps lately because they made a few bad hires, there's a reason they've never become a publicly traded company. Because, you know, the minute they do, there'll be these pressures put on them, and they'll have to open up on Sundays. Mm-hmm. You'll likely never see a church group in there praying again. Because, you know, it just creates a different set of pressures. And these days, these pressures are coming from the illiberal left. And so we're going to see more of this action unless two things happen. Companies are going to keep going and making liberal political decisions unless two things happen. First, lawsuits must spring eternal. shareholders must start suing management under shareholder derivative lawsuits when they make politicized decision that directly leads to loss of revenue for that company, okay, and right. stock price. That's number one. Second, conservatives need to get in these companies' faces. Jack Dorsey hears from me once a year at the shareholder meeting. Mm-hmm. That ain't enough.
You're right.
Folks, that is not enough. We need to be in the faces of Mark Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg at Twitter. They need to hear, or at Facebook, they need to hear from us. Bezos and his, you know, cadre of far-left activists that run Amazon, they need to hear from us. I'm sick and tired of listening to conservatives say, oh, I can't believe what Amazon did to Parler. I'm going to go shop at name the next store. It doesn't matter. We never do that, Bill.
Right.
Conservatives yes. do not boycott. We mm-hmm. claim we're going to boycott all the time. And we never coalesce to do it. And guess what? I'm going to let everybody in on a little secret here. Liberals don't boycott either.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
never have. They don't. What they do when they see a company doing something they don't like is they engage 100 times more. Liberals are constantly engaging with companies. They don't back off when a company does something they don't like, because guess what? If you take your voice out of the discussion, they have to listen to you all the less.
Exactly.
So,
good point.
If your voice isn't in the room, why would they care? And there's so few conservative voices in the room based on the way these companies have constructed themselves and assembled their boards that you've got to be the outside voice that at least yells up to the chamber, yells up to the, you know, ivory tower of business these days.
Right.
Or else, yeah, let's just all go hide in our basements because that's where liberals want to put us, and we'll lock our doors and we won't engage in commerce in the United States of America because that's where we're headed.
Yeah, without a doubt, Justin, very well said. The other issue, of course, is what's happening at the federal level, and that is when our legislators give a protective situation like they've done, you know, with 230, and they limit the liability or protect liability of these what should be, it should be publications. They're not public utilities, certainly.
Right. And so what we've seen is because they have this, you know, immunity first, they are sort of acting, in my opinion, and it's looking increasingly so. First of all, they're acting monopolistic. There's no doubt about that.
No doubt.
They're taking
right.
away a competitor. Like
Clearly, that's exactly what happened. Yeah, right.
But they're quasi-governmental. And what do I mean by that? Let's look at Apple just as one example that, you know, was one of the first to take action against Parler by deleting it from the App Store. Well, who has been calling for the shutdown of Parler, for President Trump to get shut down? Well, government actors. You know, yes. Kamala Harris, AOC, and the rest. Well, what other apps have been shut down by the App Store and Apple? Oh, I don't know. News outlets in the CCP, the Communist Party of China, asked Apple to close a whole bunch of apps, especially when the Hong Kong freedom fighters were at their apex, right?
Mm.
And so at the behest of the Chinese Communist Party, Apple ripped down apps that the Chinese Communist Party didn't like, largely communication apps, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, then in the United States, we have liberal politicians saying, we want you to take action X, Y, or Z, and it's always...
We got 10 seconds left here. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Exactly the kind of action they're doing. So now they're just acting as a state of the, you know, part of the government. It's pathetic, and it's true, and conservatives need to stop it.
Thank you, Justin. Appreciate it.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza.